Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, we'll evaluate everything. You know, that's one of the coolest things. Y'all know that about Raheem, but he's such a humble person by nature. And so as we go through and have all these discussions, there's no defensiveness, and we're going to look at ways that we need to be more consistent in all areas. So we'll have all those discussions.
And they had him, I guess, right after.
Yeah.
Right after that press conference, they must have had him, because then they fired Jimmy Lake on Saturday.
Right.
So there you have it. Those are the decisions that have been made. Jimmy Lake and Jay Rogers, the defensive line coach, he also got fired by the Falcons. And so they'll have to replace those two guys. Obviously, a defensive coordinator hire is a big deal. Mm-hmm. But,
And this not be.
Somebody had to pay for it, I guess.
I think you look at it from that standpoint, whoever the coordinator guy is, he might want his own DB coach. He might want his own linebacker coach.
So especially also, if you're hiring like a veteran established.
Yeah, and so there's a possibility there could be more changing of positions with this football team when you talk about bringing another guy in to be your defensive coordinator, because a lot of times what you want to do is when you bring another guy in, obviously you want to have some familiarity with him, but you also want to, you know, give him, was it carte blanche? Watch, whatever it is?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know if he'll get that, but control.
Some control would be like, I've worked with this guy in the past.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He knows what I want. Bang, bang, bang. And then you go for it from there. But, yeah, it's always a different thing when you bring in a coach, a new coordinator that wasn't fired or something like that. Because a lot of times when a coordinator is promoted or someone takes a head coaching job, you try to usually bring somebody on staff. You know what I mean? Like, hire somebody that's on staff to be the DC to take over. But this is some, you got somebody coming completely in.
That's in a good situation where you like everything that's happened on defense, and you lost the guy because he got a better opportunity and you're happy for him. This is kind of the opposite of that. Where, and Jimmy, the thing about Jimmy Lake is he never been a defensive coordinator before in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, he'd been a coach on staffs, obviously worked with those guys in L.A., the last couple of years. He had been a defensive coordinator in college before, but he had never been a defensive coordinator in the NFL before.
Right.
So, you know, it was kind of a, I don't know, you want to call it a long shot or whatever, but it was a first opportunity like that for him at this level. Ultimately, it didn't work out. I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why, and I'm sure he would say he needed to do this, that, or the other thing better. He just didn't have the dudes. I mean, we came into the year talking about it. It's like, who's going to get to the quarterback? Oh, nobody. Nobody is. And then they got better at it as the year went on, and maybe that was partially when Raheem took over a little bit more of the responsibilities after the bye week. I really don't know.
Yeah.
Ultimately, he's the guy that that loses his job over this. The head coach obviously was never going to after 1 year. Clearly the general manager didn't and will be here to try to fix it. This will be the fourth defensive coordinator in Terry Fontenot's general manager tenure.
Yeah, just watch it out as we get, you know, past all this, who they bring in. Do they bring in some front office help from Terry? Things like that. There's certain times, and this has happened before, and we've seen this happen, and I'm always one of the dudes that's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You know what I mean? Just watch. Just keep your eye on who might be the next president of football operations or some dude, some outside guy.
Because the guy from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
It did that.
Yeah, but maybe that was Terry Fontenot's hire.
Pace.
Yeah, maybe that was his hire.
Oh.
Yeah.
They'll bring another guy.
Yeah. So just watch it.
Just at a certain point, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Maybe you got the wrong cook.
Exactly.
Or the wrong kitchen.
Just watch yourself.
Maybe you need a new range.
We were looking
at new ranges online the other day. Range. That'll run you a pretty penny.
What?
You're like a stove, you know?
Y'all wanted a stove?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's wrong with y'all stove?
Old.
Oh, okay.
And crooked.
Oh, okay. But I'm going to put a box of matches under there.
No, I tried. It's like, I've got it propped the best I can. But like
clump of coasters, yeah.
But like, I got them under there. But it's the damn eye that's crooked.
Oh.
And I've got it. I've done everything I can to get it as level as I can, but I still cook eggs on one side of the pan.
Stove shopping is fun.
Is it?
No. No. Appliance shopping sucks.
Dipped my toe into the online stove shopping experience yesterday.
Buying appliances suck.
Fun wasn't the word I would have described.
Yeah, they suck. It does.
Expensive. Now, one good thing is people will sell nice stuff on Facebook just because they'll like renovate their kitchen or whatever, or they're moving or something. I don't know what it is.
What color stove y'all looking for?
I don't care what color it is.
Oh, okay.
I just want it to be level.
Okay. I was just saying, we got a stove.
You selling it?
Nah.
Oh, well, then
I don't use it, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't use that stove. It's the one in the basement. I've never used it.
Okay.
And so.
What color is it?
It's white.
Well, our current one's white.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
I'll give you a good deal. you just got to come get it. There's going to be a challenge getting it out.
Oh, yeah. It's in your basement.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge getting it out of the house.
Yeesh.
That's going to be the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk. All that to say, Falcons fired Jimmy Lake.
Bye, Jimmy.
See you later, Jimmy.
Bye, Jimmy.
We hardly knew you.
It's gonna be, wish you
would have beat Montana all
Yeah, but that's what we talked earlier in the show about, you know, you could throw out some of the names of possible defensive coordinators out there. You've seen some that have already interviewed for some jobs. I saw that Dennis Allen's interviewing, former Saints coach interviewing in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. I know Robert Saleh, I know he's holding out for a head coaching job, but I think the 49er gig is his if he doesn't get one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's Matt Eberflus who's out there. what's the other guy I was looking for?
Lou Anarumo.
Lou Anarumo.
From Cincinnati. What's his relationship like with Hendrickson? Because I like that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not like the right reason to do stuff like
why
that.
Why not?
I don't know. the dudes are the reason why all these guys have gotten fired.
Yeah.
Or I guess not all of them have gotten fired. Because didn't the older guy, what was his name? Friendly guy. Used to be on the morning show with John and Hugh sometimes. Dean Pease.
Yeah.
He just retired again, right?
No, Dean Pease.
Did he get fired?
No, Dean Pease, he's the DC in Philly.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a DC and Philly.
Well, then Nielsen was just kind of a casualty of the whole regime getting fired.
Yeah, but then he goes down to Jacksonville,
and it didn't go good at all.
he has some dudes down there,
They do have
man.
Some pretty good players on
he
that defense.
He was, like, doing a whole damn, like, line change.
Yeah.
Like, it's like six on, six off for your defense. Like, that's not good.
My mom was sad to see Jimmy Lake get fired because, you know, they went to the same college. So she's always sad when an Eastern Washington Eagle is unemployed.
Well, I mean,
I told her he'd probably land on his feet.
He'll be coaching somewhere next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be coaching somewhere next year.
Yeah.
But
all right.
The move is made.
What were we going to do? That's right. Let's hear the double doink. Or not the double doink, the single doink, the divisional doink.
From 37 to send Washington to the final eight. The Washington Commanders off the upright, and it is in! They doink their way to the divisional round!
Collinsworth was about to call it the divisional doink as well.
Yeah.
Like, his amusement of that situation was really funny.
He was loving it.
It was really great.
He was loving it.
And shout out to the Commanders, man. Obviously, that's their first playoff win. Last time they won a playoff game was 20 years ago. They were called the Redskins.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. So good for them. They're on to the next round.
05. Apparently, it was a quarterback then. Because they went RG because they lost.
That was pre-RG.
Yeah, they lost to the Seahawks. That's right.
Yeah.
That's when he got hurt.
The Seahawks in 12.
So 05. That's what I was playing.
So it was the playoffs of 06, season of 05. God, I don't know. Rex Grossman.
Was that
there?
Was Jason?
Jason Campbell,
was Jason,
maybe.
Was Jason the Colts?
That's a good guess.
Yeah, because I know him and Ronnie, and they were drafted in 04. Or no, they were drafted in 05.
Okay.
So that might That might be it. That might have been J. Cam, the last one to take him there. But, yeah, I mean, just get this kid in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They had him contained, Andy. They had him contained.
Jaden Daniels is unbelievable.
They had him contained on third down. He broke it.
He's never been a rookie.
Yeah.
He's definitely not a rookie now, but he's never been a rookie.
Yeah,
that guy plays with so much poise, it's crazy.
Man. They had him. They had him. They had him contained, and he broke contained.
And he just got just enough on the shoulder.
Just enough.
Because Kalijah Kansas, that's a Georgia Tech kid, right?
No, is that Kansas? I thought that was the
Pitt
guy.
Kalijah Kansas is a Pitt kid. He had a nice game. Yes. And he had him, man. He had his towel.
He had him on the ground. He threw the towel.
He was furious.
Yeah, he threw the towel.
Understandably.
But yeah, he broke contain, man. And you want to talk about just this kid, you know, you get him in the fourth quarter, six wins?
Yeah.
Six?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and he just, like you said, he's poised. And then Cliff Kingsbury does this thing where it's like, I'm just going to give this kid the ball.
Just put it in his
hands. I'm just going to put it in his hands. Yep. And then give him a one-read run option. And if we lose that way, we're just going to lose that way. And obviously, they won it yesterday. Baker, I thought Baker was fine. I thought they got too cute on the reverse, on the speed, whatever.
Why did you do that? Why did you throw it to Mike Evans?
Because Mike was cooking.
Mike was Mike was hooking
Marshawn ass yesterday. And I don't know, Marshawn, he still might be hurt or whatever like that, but he's getting his ass cooked.
Either way, that was a matchup that they needed to exploit more. The fact that, he had seven catches, I think he had six of them in the first half.
Maybe
they switched up coverages a little bit in the second half, but I thought I still saw Lattimore shadowing him all over the field.
But they need
to throw it to him more.
But, you look at just the whole thing with Washington and Dan, that all gas, no break mentality. It's like, all right. He is who he is.
You know what?
And he has the one player that covers his ass.
Yep.
He has a quarterback.
That's right.
He can cover his ass. And obviously, they're all right. And remember, we talked about this last week, and I was Washington's not their quarterback. Mm-hmm. Or they got more. No, they got some stuff, but they got him.
Yeah.
They got a guy back there. And then you look at. Baker ran his ass over yesterday. Wags. But, then you put him in the middle of your defense. He's still playing at such a high level.
Yeah.
He's still playing. But Baker got him.
He did. He got it.
But yeah, he was off balance.
He was off balance. That's like one of those ones where the guy steps on your foot on a crossover.
Yeah. He was off balance. And Baker gave him that.
But he did.
Baker gave him that.
He got him. They're calling him Baker Allstott on Twitter.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
They had the ball for 35 minutes, too. Mm-hmm. That's part of why Evans and some of the other guys didn't get the volume that you would think. They just didn't have the ball in the second half. They couldn't get off the field. Like Jaden Daniels just keeps drives alive, man. That's a good football player. Really, really good football player.